Chapter 16, Making Money with Foreclosures. It is on our failures that we base a new and different and better success. Havelock Ellis. Basically, foreclosure is a legal process in which a lender sells or seizes a person's property to recoup and repay the debt attached to that parcel. For whatever reason, such as the loss of a job, illness, a death in the family, a change in the interest rate, sometimes people cannot continue making their mortgage payments. If a homeowner can't keep up with the payments, the lender puts the property in foreclosure. None of us wish hard times on anyone, but when a foreclosure does happen, it creates an investment opportunity. You can make money with foreclosures in any market cycle: down, bottom, peak, and even up. In peak and up markets, demand is higher than supply. So not only are lots of investors looking for foreclosures, but homeowners can usually sell their home before losing it to the bank. Down and bottom markets are the best times to find and make money with foreclosures because demand has shrunk and many people have no option but foreclosure. In the past, foreclosures often occurred through unexpected tragedies, such as the death of a family member. Nowadays, foreclosures are more likely to happen due to the types of loans homeowners use to buy their properties. In the early 2000s, low interest rates and liberal lending practices made it easier for people to qualify for loans that were actually more than they could afford. Unable to qualify for a traditional fixed-rate mortgage, many people chose a riskier adjustable-rate mortgage, ARM. While interest rates remained low, making payments on an ARM was affordable. But when interest rates increased by even 1 or 2 percentage points, that was often the difference between someone being able to make a payment or not. Another popular loan in recent years is the interest-only loan. This type of loan lets a homeowner pay only interest payments for a fixed number of years, and then pay both interest and principal payments later. Unfortunately, many people could barely afford the interest-only payments. When they had to start paying both interest and principal payments, their monthly mortgage payments increased by 25% and more. When this happens, people default on their loans. As I write this book in late 2006, the wave of foreclosures from this type of lending will likely be the largest in United States history. Up until recently, most people who got a home loan put 20% down and financed the remaining 80% with a traditional 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. But when people use 100% financing and take out adjustable rate and interest-only mortgages, all it takes is something like the loss of a job, health problems, or a divorce combined with rising interest rates to create foreclosures at an unprecedented rate. This is unfortunate, but by understanding how people end up in foreclosure and how to read the current real estate cycle, you can always find opportunities. At any given time, about 1% of all the residential property in the United States, or approximately 1 million homes, are in foreclosure or facing foreclosure. This makes investment opportunities with foreclosures readily available no matter where you live. The key to successfully purchasing properties in foreclosure is doing your homework up front. But after you find a foreclosure, you will want to learn how the house wound up in foreclosure and what condition it is in. In some cases, foreclosed properties may have been neglected for months or even years, so it is best to hire a home inspector before purchasing a foreclosure. Regardless of the real estate market cycle, up, peak, bottom, or down, I recommend offering to purchase the property at a discount, depending on its condition. How do investors profit from foreclosures? They buy properties for substantially below the market value, fix them up as needed, and then rent or sell them. The banks, which own foreclosures, simply want to sell these properties to get them off their hands. Banks make money loaning money, not owning property. The sooner they can sell foreclosed properties, the faster they can cut their losses. Now that you understand what foreclosures are and how they can happen, I want to teach you to think differently than everyone else and learn how to profit from foreclosures in any market. The foreclosure process. A foreclosure occurs when someone borrows money to buy real estate but cannot pay the agreed-upon monthly payments. The first step towards foreclosure usually happens when the lending institution notifies the owners in writing that they are in default of payment. In most cases, the lender will bring in an attorney to start the foreclosure process after three consecutive payments are missed. At this time, the attorney will send a letter informing the owners that if they do not pay what is owed, the lender will be forced to begin a foreclosure proceeding. The lender can also request a trustee's sale or a judicial foreclosure where the property is sold at a public auction. The homeowners can still avoid foreclosure at this time by making the loan payments current and paying all overdue amounts after the notice of the default has been recorded. This is called the right of reinstatement. The last date for the money owed to be brought up to date and paid is called the cure date. This is usually no later than a few days before the property's impending sale. If the homeowner cannot make these overdue payments, the foreclosed property is often sold at a real estate auction or trustee sale, where it is sold to the highest bidder. If the property is worth less than the total amount owed to the lender, which can occur if property values have dipped since the homeowner took out the original loan, the lender could seek a deficiency judgment, and the homeowner would not only lose the home, but owe additional debt, the difference between what the home sold for at auction and the balance of the loan. Real life story. John and Vicky are from the small town of Van Buren, Arkansas, where John worked as a pastor at the local church and Vicky worked for a collection agency. They began investing in real estate after purchasing my Think a Little Different real estate course. Before investing in their first deal, they had no money and limited income. First, they found a partner who was willing to use his money and credit to help them begin investing. In return, John and Vicky agreed to find the property, do the renovations, and sell the property. They would receive 50% of the profit. After just two real estate deals, they made enough so that Vicky could quit her job and focus on real estate full-time. They made more on their first few deals than Vicky was making all year working a full-time job. They had just finished reading and learning about foreclosures, so they started looking for a foreclosure they could fix up. Their realtor, who also brokered REOs for a local bank, found a foreclosed house for them to consider. Although the house had been neglected for some time, they saw its potential. They made an offer and bought the home for $23,000. John and Vicky fixed up the house themselves and thought about selling it for great profit. However, their newly married son was looking for a home, so John and Vicky let him take over the house for what they owed on it. This was a great deal for their son because the house payment was half of the comparable rent in the area. When John told me the story about this deal, he finished by saying, "We could have made a great profit on that house. But allowing my son and his new wife to start their life with their own home was so rewarding. As parents, you can't put a price on that." Types of foreclosures. This next short section won't exactly make you money, but it will teach you more about the different types of foreclosures and how a particular foreclosure might work. Foreclosure is the legal process of the mortgage holder, the bank, taking the collateral, a home, for a promissory note, the loan, in default. The process is slightly different from state to state, but the two basic types of foreclosure are judicial and non-judicial. In mortgage states, judicial foreclosure is used. In deed of trust states, non-judicial foreclosure is used. Most states permit both types of proceedings, but commonly use only one method or the other. Judicial foreclosures. Judicial foreclosure is a lawsuit that the lender, mortgagee, brings against the borrower, the mortgagor, to get the property. About half the states use judicial foreclosure. Like all lawsuits, judicial foreclosure starts with a summons and a complaint served upon the borrower. If the borrower has borrowed money from multiple sources, such as taking out a second mortgage, the foreclosure essentially wipes out the second mortgage, and the bank holding that second mortgage will get what is left over after the bank holding the first mortgage recovers the loan amount and legal fees related to the foreclosure. In many cases, few funds are left for the lender holding the second mortgage. If the borrower does not file an answer, respond to the lawsuit, or simply pays all fees, the lender gets a judgment by default. A referee is then appointed by the court to compute the total amount, including interest and attorney's fees due. The lender must then advertise a notice of sale in the newspaper for 4 to 6 weeks. If the total amount due is not paid, a public sale is conducted by the referee on the courthouse steps. The entire process can take 3 to 12 months, depending on the volume of court cases in your county. The sale is conducted like an auction, with the property going to the highest bidder. Unless significant equity is in the property, the only bidder at the sale will be a representative of the lender, the bank. The lender can bid up to the amount it is owed to purchase the property. If the bank purchases the property, it becomes an REO property, which I'll discuss in Chapter 17. If the proceeds from the sale are insufficient to satisfy the amount owed to the lender may be entitled to a deficiency judgment against the borrower and anyone else who guaranteed the loan. Some states prohibit a lender from obtaining a deficiency judgment against a borrower. Nonjudicial foreclosures. Most states permit a lender to foreclose without a lawsuit, using what is commonly called a power of sale. Rather than a mortgage, the borrower, grantor, gives a deed of trust to a trustee to hold for the lender, beneficiary. Upon default, the lender simply files a notice of default and a notice of sale, which is published in the newspaper. The entire process takes about 90 days. The borrower usually has a right of redemption after the sale, described shortly. Strict foreclosures. A few states permit a strict foreclosure, which does not require a sale. When the proceeding starts, the borrower has a certain amount of time to pay what is owed. After the date has passed, the title reverts to the lender. In many California and Oregon cases where the seller has sought forfeiture under a land contract, the court has ordered strict foreclosure. Foreclosure laws. Although foreclosures work the same all over the country, each state has its own foreclosure laws. In states that use both judicial and non-judicial foreclosures, the lender determines which type of foreclosure to use based on the conditions defined in the original loan. Finding foreclosures. Now that you understand how foreclosures work and the different types of foreclosures, your next question might be how to find a foreclosure. To find foreclosed properties, you can use the following: classified sections, legal newspapers, attorneys, for sale by owners, realtors, auction companies, REO departments at banks, U.S. Marshals Service, IRS auctions, bankruptcies, probate court, your own advertising, county courthouse or town hall or registry of deeds. Check for new cases and sale file. Word of mouth. By looking for physically distressed properties and contacting the owners. Title companies. Foreclosure finder service at www.deangraziosi.com. In addition to bank foreclosures, another way to find foreclosures is through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. These corporations buy mortgages from mortgage lenders soon after loans are made and then bundle them as securities and sell them on the New York Stock Exchange. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are private, shareholder-owned companies that work to make sure mortgage money is available for home buyers. They do not lend money directly to home buyers. Instead, they work with lenders to make sure they don't run out of mortgage funds so more people can achieve the dream of home ownership. Fannie Mae was created by Congress in 1938 to bolster the housing industry during the Depression. At that time, Fannie Mae was part of the Federal Housing Administration, FHA, and authorized to buy only FHA-insured loans to replenish lenders' supply of money. In 1968, Fannie Mae became a private company operating with private capital on a self-sustaining basis. Its role was expanded to buy mortgages beyond traditional government loan limits, reaching out to a broader cross-section of Americans. Likewise, Freddie Mac is a stockholder-owned corporation chartered by Congress in 1970 to increase the supply of funds that mortgage lenders, such as commercial banks, mortgage bankers, savings institutions, and credit unions, can make available to homebuyers and multifamily investors. Today, both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac operate under a congressional charter that directs them to channel their efforts into increasing the availability and affordability of homeownership for low, moderate, and middle-income Americans. Neither corporation receives any government funding or backing. So why should you know this? These two companies own the vast majority of mortgage loans made in this country, so they end up with a lot of foreclosure properties as well. Just like banks, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac feel pressure to get rid of inventoried properties, Their mandate is to provide mortgage loans, not to own houses. Therefore, they are highly motivated to sell. Another great source of foreclosures in many markets is HUD, Housing and Urban Development. FHA is a HUD mortgage financing program. Anytime an FHA mortgage goes into foreclosure, HUD administers it and sells the property at auction. The same applies to VA mortgages, funded by the Department of Veteran Affairs. You can go to a single source to gather information about all these auction opportunities. The Homes for Sale section at the HUD website, www.hud.gov, has links to a number of government agencies and secondary market companies that hold foreclosure properties. As opposed to the bank foreclosure auctions, these auctions make it a lot easier for new investors to purchase properties. They allow you time to obtain financing after you win the bid, and all bids are submitted in writing, so you don't have the auction mentality forcing prices upward. I suggest that you go to these various websites and read their information on making bids. Two of my students in Washington State successfully targeted HUD foreclosures as investment properties. First, they searched the HUD website for HUD foreclosures, which typically require repair work. Some required minor repairs, while others had been damaged by the owners before they lost their homes. For example, in a bedroom in one home, the former owner had kicked in all the drywall between the studs. In another, the home required only a fresh coat of paint, new carpets, and new appliances. My students narrowed their criteria to 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom homes in their city. They were building a rental farm and felt that homes with 3 or more bedrooms could be rented and resold better than those with fewer than 3. They knew that HUD would take into consideration the repairs needed and adjust the listing price accordingly. Through experience and numerous offers directly with HUD, they developed a formula where they would offer 90.8% of HUD's asking price. They used a 100% temporary loan from the bank to make the purchase, and a line of credit and credit cards to purchase materials and complete the repairs. They rented each property and then applied for a 30-year fixed-rate loan, rolling the total of the purchase price plus improvements into the loan for a no-money-down transaction. Buying foreclosures. The basic reason for foreclosure occurs when the owner no longer makes payments on a loan they have, which is secured by the property. Some of the ways to purchase foreclosures include the following: real estate auction sales, bank-owned REO properties, short sales. Real estate auctions. In a real estate auction, the property is sold to the highest bidder. The money from the auction goes towards paying back the bank that holds the foreclosed property. Most real estate auctions take place at the courthouse through a systematic and well-defined process at regular times. You can find out the times by simply calling the office and asking the clerk. You may have heard the statement that the property was sold on the courthouse steps. Most often, it actually happens in the lobby, foyer, or a specified location indoors out of the weather. A typical sale involves the following. 1. A time is scheduled for properties to be sold. 2. A clerk makes an announcement of file case numbers and their status, solved, available, and so on. 3. A clerk lists the case description, or property description, or both, and asks for bids. 4. The bidding starts, and a winner emerges. 5. The property is bought and paid for at the courthouse. The property usually has at least one bidder. The lender wants to ensure that the property is sold for at least what is owed on it. So the lender or their designate starts the bidding at the amount being foreclosed on. If that is the only bid, the auction is over. The lender then owns and takes possession of the property. These properties are known as REO properties, which are explained in the next section. To become familiar with the auction process, visit the courthouse and watch several auctions. You may even try to get to know some of the other individuals at the foreclosure, who can be excellent resources later. Lawyers, agents, investors, title company representatives, and more are sometimes in attendance. Also, review the bulletin boards and pick up any publications and notices in the courthouse offices. In deed of trust states, the process is a little different. The trustee controlling the title of the property can control the location of the sale, which may be at the courthouse or at the trustee's and attorney's office. Usually, the trustee publishes a notice of the sale's location. REO properties. A bank-owned REO, real estate-owned property, is owned by a bank, usually after the property has been put up for public auction and nobody bid on it. Now the bank must take ownership of the property and will likely be eager to sell it as soon as possible. With REO properties, you negotiate directly with the bank, usually through a real estate agent. Chapter 17 covers investing in REO properties. Short sales. A short sale strategy is used when the owner owes more money on the foreclosed property than it's worth. When most investors look at a piece of property with no equity, or even worse, negative equity, they want nothing to do with it. But short sales give you the opportunity to purchase property at a discount and limit the competition of investors trying to buy that same property. To do a short sale, you must make a compelling offer directly to the bank. You must support your reason for offering a lower price and provide a reason why the bank can benefit by accepting your offer now. You'll learn more about short sales in Chapter 17. Redemption rights. Many states permit a borrower to reinstate or cure the loan before the date of sale. This simply requires paying the overdue amount, plus interest and attorney's fees. It is certainly more desirable for a defaulting borrower to reinstate a loan rather than pay off the entire principal balance. Some states give a borrower the right to redeem the amount owed and get back title to the property before the auction or trustee sale. The length of the redemption period depends on the state. The highest right of redemption is from the owner, borrower, or guarantor on note. Next are the junior lien holders, who are in danger of being wiped out by the foreclosing senior lien holder. A junior lien is a second or third mortgage. The first mortgage is the original loan. If you borrow more, the other lenders are in line behind the first lender. You would buy the junior liens only if you wanted to pay off the ones ahead of the lien you bought and take back the property. This would make sense only if you felt that the property was worth significantly more than the total of all the liens you had to pay off. In states with a long redemption period, investors often buy the junior liens on the property to have the right to redeem the property from foreclosure. The holder of the most junior lien has the last right to redeem the property by paying off all underlying liens. The owner, of course, has the highest right. Obtaining a quitclaim deed from the owner gives you the right to redeem the property yourself. Conclusion. Foreclosures can be a profitable portion of your business. Go online and search your local government website and see whether they post foreclosures online. If not, call or go to your local courthouse and ask about the easiest way to get foreclosure notices as they come in. Go to a few auctions and see for yourself how you can buy property at discounted prices. When you find a property going through foreclosure, ask a realtor to compare the home's price relative to similar homes in the same neighborhood, also known as getting a comp. Another way to find and compare home prices in a particular neighborhood is to check the local tax records. By buying foreclosures, you can get great properties at discounted prices, which you can either fix and sell, flip, or rent for steady cash flow. You'll find that foreclosures can be a great way to make a fortune in real estate, and there has never been a better time than now to start investing in foreclosures.